Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell, along with Mafia and Carver High in the five hole. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 55212-4227. The sizzling return of Snapchat Pharrell on bench tonight. Carver High was off gallivanting last week on vacation, and there was no Snapchat Pharrell on bench. Follow us, one word, Pharrell on bench. And did you notice there had to be a, I know you were busy, but there was probably a bevy of people complaining about it.
There was.
That there was no action, no updating.
There was a few people who did express their
dissatisfaction.
Yes, and I had to just, there was really nothing I could do.
So now, tonight, it would appear to me that we have to come back with a, no pun intended, bang.
Yeah, we're coming back with a strong effort tonight.
A doubleheader like the Yankees on Sunday having to play at 2.
Tonight's a guaranteed double shot tonight.
I think we go Gonzo and Sarah.
Yeah, that's fine. You got that weather girl in there, too.
Wait.
You got a lot of possibilities.
She the weather girl?
Yes.
Let me take a look at this. Oh, my God. What is that? Oh.
You got a lot of possibilities.
All right. So we'll get that going. And we got that going for us. So, at least we have that.
Which is nice.
The I Am Scott Pharrell app is in the App Store free. It's got everything on the show that you could possibly imagine. Yeah, you should do. It's got our social media on there, our tweets on there, our Facebook on there, our interviews on CBS on there, and PharrellOnTheBench.com picks and daily fantasies on there. It's just literally Gandhi. Go get it. It's free. The I Am Scott Pharrell app. Go in the App Store, search I Am Scott Pharrell, F-E-R-R-A-L-L, and you're in. All right. By the way, we put a podcast out for every show after the show. I have to say, Mafia, with a strong effort last week, and particularly Friday night, due to unforeseen circumstances, on no sleep for over 48 hours, he came in and did the show all by himself and managed to run a flawless operation and post the podcast and all the show videos somehow, inexplicably, without any aid. But he did it all without ever flinching. And then he still showed up at my house all day on Saturday to the Pharrella Palatial Part Deux to help unload boxes. And I did 5 million trips to the dump.
And also chased down your dog twice.
When I let the dog out and let it run, I tell it to run away.
Twice the thing ran away.
That's why it won't run away when I take it out.
Almost took out your sister-in-law.
I think she hurt her Achilles.
Yeah.
That's too bad. I've had a lot of family around me lately, and none of it's mine. It's a pain in my ass. Are we live?
Well, you wouldn't even want your family around it right now either.
Jesus, dude. It's what?
You wouldn't even want your family around right now.
I don't have a family. Nor do I want one. Wait, are we on?
Oh, please.
TR getting involved. So whatever. What do you think, Mafia, of the job we've done since Thursday?
Considering the situation we were left with and the situation that would incur during the move, I think it's come along very nicely. And you know, we just had to wait for a few things to be finalized as far as, you know, changes being made to rooms and stuff where we could put stuff in.
What did you think of the fact that I set up the my television and the Apple TV and the other thing that you knew I didn't know how to do, but I did it?
Yeah, you're setting both those things up. I was very surprised about it, considering they use internet and you don't know how to cook yours up, but you did it that time.
It was unbelievable. All right, so my last question to you is this. I know Carver High has a lot of action on the game tomorrow. For all ballers, with our backs to the wall, Carver High, we're down. We have five guys, no bench. Did you know the details?
I saw a little some clips from last week's game while I was out. I did manage to see some highlights of the Farrell Ballers last week.
The win or the loss?
That's right. There was two games last week.
We won one by 40.
I don't think it was that game.
We lost that game. We were up 8. We lost by 6.
So again, 1-1 on the young
one,
season.
1-1. We don't care anymore. That's now one the that's summer. One, do you notice that? It's like that, no one even cares. Like if we lose, no one cares.
The summer is two games a week. Is that
two a week, back to back, Tuesdays and Wednesdays? We got a big game tomorrow, and we only have five guys, and one of our best players is out, and another one of our players is 6'4", 240. He's out.
Will Fuego be there?
No.
Then you're in trouble.
He's one of our best.
You're in trouble without
Fuego. So I'm like playing the two guard.
Yeah, that's not your best position.
6 of 7 from downtown in the first two games. Right, Moff?
Correct.
But so, that's not really your comfort
that's
zone.
That's not my
you
game.
You really shouldn't be there.
Well, on Saturdays and Sundays it is, isn't it, Moff?
Yeah, you play a lot more outside during that. Just, you know, you don't want to mess around with some of the big guys in there on the weekends because they just get violent and out of control.
Right. I don't want to get injured. So on Saturdays and Sundays I go downtown, Freddie Brown. I go, world be free, son. I start shooting threes and fours, Chauncey style. So, Mafia, my question is, will we be in big trouble tomorrow night against that loaded team with only five guys, no bench?
It'll be tough, but I think we have a good chance. We could pull through if we all, you know, contribute and play like we did in that second game last week.
So you say we have a shot if we just move the ball and take and get good shots.
Yeah, get good shots, play good defense. Everyone's got to contribute and you know, be ready to box out and close out and not get lazy. You know, when guys get lazy in the second half, that's usually when we blow it. It's a tough team, but they usually have trouble with guys showing up. Sometimes they don't even get all five, you know, for a lineup, let alone the bench that they have had that hasn't even shown up so far.
They have nine guys on that team.
They allegedly have nine. The other two haven't shown up so far. They've only had seven at most. I think six at least in one of the games, so... You know, who knows if they even get some of their big guys there.
So let's say they do have six or seven. Can we beat them?
We can beat them. We just got to play the right way.
Is Carver High taking the it's
underdogs, we can pull it out.
It's unbelievable. That
how many sticks are you getting tomorrow?
Three. The Tropics favored by three.
Yeah, I'll take the Tropics.
Taking the Tropics and
I'll lay the three tomorrow.
You're laying it.
You guys have no bench. I mean, you guys are going to be gassed by halftime. You're going to be finished.
You hear that, Mafia? Now I have all the more reason in the world to play a big game. I went 22-6-3 in the 40-point win.
And
Mafia had 14.
See, how is the line only three when Fuego's not playing? I just don't understand.
Mafia, how is that?
Because we've owned this team.
Are you sure? Oh, is that why?
Because we've owned them over the years.
We've owned them, but not anymore. Like, we don't have our guys there. How could it not be at least six or seven?
That's why I bought it at three.
Maybe it is going to move between now and game time.
Still have Coco. Still have you in from the outside. Meet a power inside. We got enough. Killer's going to control it, hit all the free throws and the short little jumpers that he does.
I'm good. I already got it at three. So you move the line tomorrow, that's not my problem. I got it at minus three. And if it goes up to six, maybe I'll try to play the middle. Play it both ways.
I see how it is. I'm watching something on TV right now. Is that your boy Vladdy Guerrero? What was that? I don't even know what that was.
I think it was Vladdy because Zimmerman became the all-time leader in franchise history for home runs today.
All right. So Mafia's taking us to win. Carver High's taking us to lose. And laying the three. Yeah, that line's got to be wrong. I think it's 13, maybe. Is that possible?
That might be way too much.
No? You think it's more like seven?
That could be more accurate, I'd say. Vegas would probably lay it at seven.
What
six
did they,
and a half, seven.
But they lost last week, their second game.
They did.
So maybe that's why it's only three, because they haven't performed. They won one game and lost one. Aren't we both 1-1? That's
yes.
What it is. We won by 40, so that's why we're only getting three. See, they don't realize that we don't have two guys there. That's the problem, Carver High. The guy that does the lines, he doesn't even know we have two guys out.
Not my problem.
Also not his problem. Let's go to Mark in Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Mark?
Hey, I want to get somebody at minus three. How about that?
He wants in on the minus three, too.
No, more on a serious note. I got a scenario for you. I want to run it by you. And what do you think about not next year, but the following year? I think LeBron, he's not going to, you know, go down just, you know, not winning no more championships or trying. I think what about him moving on to maybe Oklahoma City with those two, or possibly going to Houston with those two? And if you add those three on each one, I mean, they could definitely go after Golden State then. I mean, that would be a good series then.
Yeah, I think what's more likely to happen for Houston is Melo. I think that's still a possibility. I know he still wants to go there. He wants it to happen. I think they have been unable to make that deal happen because I don't think they have the pieces. That's why they tried to bring a third and fourth team into it. I don't see at this point LeBron James going to the Rockets. But we have to wait a year anyway, right? So I think at the least I would say the Lakers would be in the offering as well if I were to talk about it. I don't really, to be honest with you, see him going to Oklahoma City just because Paul George and Westbrook are there. He's, to me, no offense to anyone, it just doesn't seem like his kind of town where he'd want to play ball. That's just me, I'm guessing. He played in, you know, at home, and he played in Miami, and that's it. I could see him playing in L.A. and being around Magic Johnson and the Lakers and that young team and Ball, and there's been a lot of talk about that. I could actually see that coming to fruition. Like I said, I think the Rockets are going to focus on two things right now, Melo and then their sale of the franchise. I don't believe right now, even knowing that he's got a year, that's in the offing, to be honest with you. Craig in Lansing, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's happening? Talk about the Tigers in a second, but first of all, I'm going to tell you how to win that game.
Yeah.
First of all, you throw me on the squad, because what's going to happen is, I mean, somebody's going to come driving through the lane, and I'm going to put them on their back. And then they're going to come driving through the lane again, same story. And like, they're going to think about that. They're going to wonder, like, well, should I really do this? Should I do this? No, I shouldn't do this. And they're going to pull out and take that funky jumper that they have no business in taking. But seeing as how I can't be there, what you guys need to do is just take control of the game in the first 2 minutes. I mean, I know you know what I'm talking about. You make a statement. You say, hey, look, you know, we're winning this game. There ain't no wondering how we're going to do it. We're going to put it on you, and that's how we're going to do it. And when we get done, you're going to know that you got beat by better men, by bigger, stronger, better men. And that's how you win the game. Now, I'm calling in to talk about the Tigers.
No, hold on a second. We have we do have size. I'll give us that. The problem is, Mafia, they have size too, right? They have some big guys. Musina's big. Gashi's big. He's not as tall, but he's big and strong. He's 250 at least. But I'd say we have the height. We have 6'8", 6'5", and 6'3", all 230, 250, 220. So we have the size with the three on the baseline. We're going to play a 2-3 stretch, and we'll be in a, you know, the three of us on the boards. We're going to, you know, if they don't hit shots, we're going to get rebounds. I know that.
I mean, is there a shot clock in your league?
There is no shot clock, but we have shooters. Me and this other guy can shoot. And we have another guy, you know, our big man at 20, you know, if he wants to play, if he shows up wanting it, he can drop 30 on someone's face. He did 31, 23, and 5 last week. And then Mafia had 14, I had 22, 6, and 3. So we have guys that can put it in the hole.
I think with no shot clock, you can really frustrate the defense and just pass the ball around. And, you know, you don't really want to do it too much to take the edge off your own offense, but do it enough to where they're frustrated. They want the ball and slow them down and let them know that you're controlling the game, not them. You are. And you know, you get your big man in there. 250, that's a big man. You know, let him go. But Detroit Tigers, man, down 6 games. You know, they stink. They've sucked all year. But that division, in my opinion, is so average. I mean, I know that Cleveland went, you know, as far as they went last year, but still only up 6 games. It's like nobody wants to take control of the division. So, you know, in my opinion, they play Kansas City 7 out of the next 10 games. They play Minnesota 3 of those 10 games. I feel like maybe they get Kansas City's number. Maybe they're lucky. Maybe Kansas City gets their number. Maybe they're lucky. But I really feel like it could go either way. And if Detroit is lucky enough to get Kansas City's number in the next 10 games, they could find themselves only a few games back. And at that point, what does management do? I mean, do they say, well, God, we stunk all year. We're only a few games back. Let's trade all these guys. I see J.D. Martinez going. I see maybe if they can get rid of Verlander. But then again, if they're only a few games back, they can't get rid of a starting pitcher. I'm really in a quandary here. I think that Detroit can draw within a few games, but I'm just not sure if that's good enough to justify trying to make a run at it.
I think they're going to Carver High. I think they're going to sell. I think they think six in the division, five in a wild card, that they don't really have a chance, and they're better off selling. I know they don't want to keep paying, to be honest with you, that Verlander deal. They're getting rid of J.D. Martinez from what I'm hearing. Their other closer's going to go. I think they're sellers.
I think that they've had that band of guys together for too long. I maybe would have sold that team or started to break that team up last year. I just think those guys had that nice run. They made a couple World Series. They didn't get it done, but now they're just, the decline has gotten even further. I got to jump ship there and get rid of it.
855-212-4CBS. So we got a bunch of great games all week long, early in the week as well. You got quality games on Tuesday. Texas, Baltimore, Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, Toronto, Boston. The Northsiders of Chicago and Atlanta. The Bombers are in Minny. Seattle, Houston, Cleveland, San Francisco, Washington, at L.A. and Anaheim. L.A.'s in Chicago on the south side. Kershaw going tomorrow. Seattle, Houston, just to name a few. Get the best picks for every game every day at PharrellOnTheBench.com. We got top-shelf daily fantasy lineups. No one touches us in boxing or MMA snacks. The best results, the best price in the business, PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's PharrellOnTheBench.com. We set the standard. Don't forget pro and college football right around the corner doing push-ups. Sign up today at PharrellOnTheBench.com.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So I was just watching this A's team. Their lineup is so bad. Are you kidding me? Have you seen this team? Joyce, Semien, Alonso, Davis, Lowry, Healy, Maxwell, Chapman, and Brugman. I mean, who's the only guy on that team? I've heard of Alonso and Davis. Is that about right?
Yeah, Chris Davis, he's got like 20-plus homers this year.
25 homers. He's having a good year. And then Alonso's their first baseman. 21 homers. Why don't the Yankees go get him?
There's been some talk of that. But the Yankees aren't going to give up their top guys for him.
No.
So if Oakland would like to give him away, I'm sure, or take less than the Yankees' best, then I'm sure a deal can be made.
You like him?
I would absolutely take him at first base, but not for any of the Yankees' five or six best prospects. No way.
Would you? So what about Logan Morrison? They'd never get rid of him, the Rays?
Rays are having a great year. They're in the playoffs right now.
Right. He's hitting .303 with 26 homers. I'm just looking at first baseman across the board at this point. But that team, you got to admit, seriously, they're like a minor league team. They are terrible. Aren't they? I mean, they're 8 games under .500, but, I mean, they just look like a – they don't even look like a Major League Baseball team. And you wonder why no one goes to the games. Like, there's like 1,000 people at the game. It's depressing. If you look at their stadium, Carver High, it is completely empty, and it's dark and dreary and gloomy, and they have literally a double-A baseball team out there playing in the majors.
It's a sad scene.
It's a sad scene. What is that team? I mean, they are awful.
They should just follow the Raiders to Vegas. I feel obviously not great for the city of Oakland. I mean, you're lucky you're getting a lot of championships.
Your mafia in there like dying? He's got like some kind of bubonic plague. Did you hear that?
It's from all the work he's put in over the weekend.
Oh, so he got. So you think he got sick in my house?
I'm not saying that.
He was sick before he came to my house. Mafia, how do you think he got sick?
I know exactly how I got sick. I was cleaning out. I got the finished attic upstairs in my house, but I haven't really been in there at all since the last time my daughter visited. So there was like old clothes all over the place and toys and things like that. So I went up there last weekend to start cleaning it a bit and breathing the dust and whatnot. And, you know, started with a little drip in the nose and led to a cough and it's gone from there. You know, I didn't sleep all week because I was getting up to go help you. And then we were going pretty much 8 or 9 hour days at your house and then right here to work. So no sleep equals stay sick. That's why yesterday I forced myself to sleep till like noon, and then today I slept in a little bit too.
Were you able to sleep with it?
Yeah, I've had no problem sleeping with it.
Do you take medicine?
I've taken some here or there, but I haven't done a ton of it. I mean, it doesn't make it any better. It just makes you not feel it as much.
What, like cough medicine?
Yeah.
God, you've been coughing for like 10 days.
I have, a little bit on and off.
It's unbelievable.
Thought I was going to finally be done with it, but it's still sticking around.
All right, 855-212-4227. I just wanted to elaborate again that the A's literally, I'm literally about ready to make, they're an A-ball team. They're not even double A. It's like an A-baseball team. They're that bad. Tim Tebow could play on this team. I mean it. It is the most embarrassing lineup I think I've ever seen in my life. That's a major league lineup. That's not even, you can't even call that. Look at them. They're the bad news for Ellen Bears. Look at this team. It's embarrassing. Honestly, I have friends that could play on this team. Could Corvallis play on this team, Mafia?
I wouldn't go that far.
All right. They're awful. I mean, they have like two players I've ever heard of. I haven't even, it's only one, Davis. I never heard of the other guy. I'm just telling the truth. Alonso. Kiki Alonso, is that his name?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
855-212-4227. Don't forget, we put the podcast out after every show on Twitter at OnTheBenchCBS and at Scott Pharrell. It also is on Facebook.com/Pharrell on the Bench and on our homepage, onthebenchcbs.com. I was looking at some of these deals. The Sonny Gray deal, Carver High. The bottom line is everybody knows how much the guy's been injured, but his last 4 or 5 starts, his ERA 1.33. He throws a mid-90s fastball. A 90-mile-an-hour slider. He's got 2 different curveballs. He's under contract through 2019, and he plays on this minor league A-ball team in Oakland. Do they move him or not? I mean, he's been talked about being moved now for 2 years.
I think he's absolutely getting traded.
Without a doubt.
I think so.
Do you think the Red Sox will go after Todd Frazier?
Sounds like that's happening, too.
They'd love to acquire Frazier and David Robertson to be Kimbrel's setup man, according to our friend Bob Nightingale. And let's talk about the Red Sox with Doug in Rhode Island.
Hey, Pearl, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, bro?
Can I get a double shot of that Jameson, Jefferson bourbon?
Do we have the Jefferson still, or did Monty drink it all? It looks like he's got a little left.
Sweet. Yeah, I was talking about, I guess Boston was thinking about trading.
What kind of dog do you have there, a vicious thing?
I just have 3 dogs. I just got home.
Yeah, it's the guy. What's the dog's name? Wait a minute, what's the dog's name? What was the beginning? Blitz. That's his dog, Blitz. Do you have the Whitehead's dog held hostage at your house?
No, I don't have any dogs hostages. Held hostage.
So a guy, on what team is it that he's on? He's on the Cowboys. Some guy, did you hear the story earlier? There's some guy in the Dallas Cowboys. Someone broke into his house and stole his 9-week-old pit bull named Blitz. And he's the guy that stole the dog has asked for $10,000 in ransom money.
That's crazy. Yeah, I got a pit bull too, and a couple of shih tzus.
Oh, I have. Hold on.
Come on.
Okay, so I have a 100-pound golden retriever, and nice. he bites.
Nice.
He's,
oh, really?
He's nuts, dude.
I pit bulls don't bite.
Get that dog off of my yard! Go ahead, and bite me. It is. My dog, his name's Boston. My dog, I named him after the Red Sox.
Sweet, man. Sweet. Yo, the Red Sox, they were, I guess, Boston media and the radio shows were talking about maybe getting Miguel Cabrera from the Tigers. I was just wondering what you thought about that.
Yeah, I still have a hard time believing that the Tigers would get rid of him at this point. I guess Carver High, the only thing would be is the money they owe him is so outrageous that they'd want to get that off of their books. But they've said the same thing about Justin Verlander these two guys for the last few years, they talk about how they make too much money, they got to get them off the books, but they never move them. 6 years, $184 million. Why in God's name would the Red Sox want to pick up that tab?
This was actually brought up by A-Rod over the weekend on Fox.
He said that the Red Sox are going to get Miguel Cabrera.
No. He did not say they would get him. He said, if I was the Red Sox, I would inquire about it. Obviously, Dombrowski, who's now the Red Sox GM, was the Tiger GM when he acquired Cabrera from the Marlins, has a lot of history with him, gave him that fat deal that he's sitting on now. I think A-Rod was just kind of throwing some things out there.
They're 10 games over 500. They don't even need him.
They don't.
They really don't. I mean, they're going to win the division.
Frazier's a different story. That you need to fill that third base.
Third base,
that
is a problem. But I don't really think they have, to be honest with you, I don't think they have that many problems. I watched that game on Saturday. The only thing, that didn't show me weakness. It was a 1-1 game for 16 innings. They, split on Sunday. It is what it is. What did they split the series, right?
They split the series.
So there you go.
But honestly, here's the real issue with this. Miguel Cabrera, who's already shown this year that he's starting to decline a little bit, 6 years and $184 million, that is going to be tough to swallow the last 3 or 4 years of that deal.
So why would anyone do that?
I know.
I'd leave them handcuffed at all costs if I were the other teams in the league.
The only way you do is if they pay part of it.
Yeah, but who's going to do that even? He's not the player he was, is he? What's his numbers now? He's not the player he was. I don't know. I mean, I won't deny ever that the guy can hit. There's no denying that, right, that he can hit. But what else can he do?
He's not having, for him, a good year.
It's not even a good year for him now. What is it?
267, 12 homers, 45 RBIs.
That's terrible.
And 12 homers in a year where everyone's hitting homers.
So why isn't he?
I mean everyone.
Why isn't he? Because he's a fat slob now? No one wants to hear that either, do they? Have you looked at him lately? Seriously. Everyone's afraid to say anything.
You make a valid point.
I mean, come on. He looks like he's a mess. He looks like he's been going to the Dairy Queen on his days off for hours at a time. Does he not look that way?
He's a big dude. I mean,
dude, I remember him when he was like an athlete. He's not that anymore.
I mean, look, he's not like he's in like Cecil Fielder, Pablo Sandoval type
yeah,
of
is.
Era. You think he's in that
he's
realm?
Right on the cusp of it. He's literally. He already looks like, I mean, he's enormous. He's got the Kirby Puckett thing going. That giant belly, chest, whatever you call it. I think I have the same thing. But I don't play for the Tigers. You know what I mean? I'm fat, but I can still play ball. I still got game. I'm 215. I could easily be 245 if I just kept eating and stopped working out. It'd take me about 6 months. I could be in a movie playing a role of a mobster at 260. If they gave me enough money, I could eat my way to it in a matter of weeks.
Could be like Brando, go from the skinny little nothing to all of a sudden just bloated like a blob just sitting there.
I could do it. 855-212-4227. So, the Marlins allegedly would move Prado or D. Gordon. There's no one paying $300 million for Giancarlo Stanton. They're drawing the most attention with veteran reliever David Phelps, with the Yankees, Brewers, Red Sox, Cubs, Rockies, and Rangers showing the most interest. And the Blue Jays and Phillies have engaged in trade talks for Gordon. What good is Gordon going to do the Phillies? They're finished. Phelps could go to the Red Sox. Gordon to Philly makes no sense to me. Yelich and Ozuna traded over the winter. The Tigers will move J.D. Martinez. And it looks like Justin Wilson, the left-handed reliever, they've even admitted that they're going to trade him. He's drawing the most interest. 12 teams bidding for him, led by the Dodgers. Wilson, who's under control through 2018, if the Astros get him, they would, I guess, trade outfield prospect Derek Fisher. Martinez is the most valuable position player available, hitting .308 with 16 homers. The Dodgers, Red Sox, and Diamondbacks have shown the most interest in him. The Diamondbacks have been losing. If the Dodgers get even better, they would add Gray or even Verlander, I'm sure they'd love to get. Can you imagine Justin Verlander on the Dodgers behind Kershaw with Wood and Hill? Or a bat like Martinez's in that lineup already. Wood's right behind Kershaw. They have no holes in their lineup. Wow. I'm just looking at other ones. The Orioles trade... let's see. I don't believe it. Zach Britton, I'll believe that when I see it. And a possible, the Yankees are planning to be aggressive at the deadline right up until losing 18 of 25 before the All-Star break. They saw Quintana. They're in on the Gray talks. They like to pry first baseman Eric Hosmer from the Royals, but they don't want to lose any prospects. Good luck with that. They could get Robertson from the White Sox and Prado from the Marlins and get salary relief from each team, and they would give up nothing more than valuable 22-year-old third baseman Miguel Andujar. Why wouldn't they play him more at third? If they're going to try everything at first, why not? They brought him up once for a day.
They want to play Headley every day.
Why would you want to play that bum every day? He's terrible.
Cashman's been asked 1,000 times, and he continues to say the same thing. He's our third baseman.
He's going to just eat it on that one because he has been the worst. I mean, just the worst they've had there in 20 years. He's the worst. He is the worst.
He's got to solve the other problem first because first is a bigger problem than third right now.
The rally killer is bad luck. Trust me. You know it. I know it.
He's been heating up a little bit lately.
Is that right? Jimmy in Boston, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Hey, man.
Tune in now. There's been no talks at all about Cabrera coming here.
Yeah, like I said, I don't believe that. I'll believe that when I see it for his $180 million that they owe him.
We're looking for a third baseman, and my thing is, after Frazier, because, you know, people here, they have George Brett come second, which ain't going to happen. So who's the second and third guys at third base that are available at Frazier?
Well, I mean, I have to figure it out exactly. And I heard that they were thinking about going back in time. They were thinking about, I saw it today, going back to a guy that used to play third base for him. I just saw it earlier, too. God, I can't remember. I'll figure it out. I'll remember at some point. Just a guy in the last few years that they had playing third that they might go back to the well. I can't think of it. I'm tripping. But I'll figure it out. But Frazier's the guy that they would like the most. But I think the one that I'm trying to remember is the one that probably would be the easiest to happen. The Frazier deal is not easy to accomplish, and they have to give up some stuff for him. The other deal they could probably make happen in short order. 855-212-4-CBS.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.